Welcome back, everyone. Our next session is exploring the lives of two fascinating, rebellious, complicated people who came to Britain from two different parts of the world and who worked as artist models, modeling for some of the best-known British artists of the interwar years. First up, talking about Patrick Nelson, would be Dr. Jerome Romain. Jerome is one of the co-curators of the Spaces of Black Modernism display. And actually, both our speakers are talking about people who are evident in the display upstairs. So Jerome is a researcher in Caribbean and Black British history, with a particular interest in modern British histories and visual culture, and also Jewish histories and identities in modern Britain, as well as the histories of sexuality. She's based at the Akuana Center and is also an honorary fellow of the Parkes Institute for the Study of Jewish and Non-Jewish Relations at the University of Southampton. She has a particular interest in public history, in curating museums and archives, and as I mentioned, co-curated spaces of Black modernism. She's also working on a book due to be published in due course on Patrick Nelson. Please welcome Gemma to the podium.
They left their husbands and their respectable upper-middle-class Muslim families in Bombay and escaped to England, where they led a bohemian life. They modelled nude for Epstein and Matthew Smith, among others, which was a shocking thing to do for people of their background. But let me give you a context of their early lives. This is India of the early 1900s. It's the India of the British Raj, of hardly any social mobility, of traditions, of think what you're expected to think and your family will tell you what that should be. Arranged marriages are the norm. One marries within one's class, religion, and wealth group. Thinking about it, there's very little change. Well, to quote from my Aunt Anita's diary, our faces were not covered with veils, but we were denied the most innocent of liberties. Caste, social customs, religion, marriage, filial duty were dinned into our ears till we became bilious. I wondered when I and others like me would have the courage to break out from this moldy prison. These women were born in